We commission a range of services. There are, of course, services that are provided by our Stop Smoking services. So you could either have a one-to-one support or group support. There are various other organizations out there that will also help to support quitting. And indeed, there are now mobile phone apps which also support people to do that. There is a whole range of measures being legislated for by central government, which we absolutely support. So the age of sails going up, plain packaging, smoke-free cars. We've done quite a lot of work with local communities about smoke-free playgrounds, in which families have really supported us to do that and are really pleased that we're working with them. So there's a whole range of things that I think are contributing to this. The other big significant thing that we know has affected the figures is the availability of electronic cigarettes. We're keeping up campaigns year on year to support the further reduction. What we can see in the statistics is things like rates of lung cancer in women are starting to increase, and that's probably because we're getting the cohort of smokers in the, you know, the 70s, 80s, 90s now actually showing the diseases that are related to smoking. So what we're hoping to do is over time to reduce those figures to eventually get a smoke-free generation.